You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. I want you to know God is with us. God is on our side. Amen. And I'm here today. Amen. Proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. I want you to meet us. Amen. Tonight at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., Evangelist Serena Williams will be ministering under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. 8 o'clock. Come on out, 1500 North East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on and get your miracle. Come on and be blessed. Amen. And then Friday night, you leaders there, amen, get ready because I'm going to do leaders training. Amen. Glory to God. 8 o'clock, amen, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Come on out and be blessed. Amen. And then Sunday at 11:30 a.m., I'll be speaking, and you don't want to miss what God is saying to his people. Amen. Hallelujah. God is speaking to his people, and you can be blessed. You can be delivered. So come on out Sunday at 11 p.m., Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. God is moving by his spirit. Signs and wonder, oh, he's moving. Just tell him, move, oh, God, in me. Praise God. Amen. Today, I want to talk about, amen, from Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Amen. Glory to God. God was blessing his people and taking them into the land where, amen, hallelujah, he had given them to possess. Starting at the first verse, and it said, now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord thy God of your father giveth you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you know God has possession for you, and God wants you to go in and possess what God has for you. Amen. He wants you to go in and possess it because he's given it to you. Amen. Because it's your time and your season to be blessed. Amen. And when he give you something, he wants you to go in and take it. Second verse, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it. Amen. God don't want you to take away anything. Amen. Glory to God. He don't want you to add anything to what he's saying. Amen. Glory to God, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. See, God is giving you a commandment, and he wants you to hear. He wants you to listen to what he's saying. Amen. Glory to God, because God is speaking to you. Amen. And you that have an ear, it's time for you to hear what God is saying. Bible said in the third verse, your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Belapur, for all the men that follow Belapur, the Lord thy God has destroyed them from among you. Praise God. See, you better listen, mind who you listen to. Amen. You better hear God, what God is saying. Don't you follow the wrong leader. Don't you follow the wrong person. Amen. That's taking you the wrong way. But if you have a leader, follow your leader. That's what God gave you, and that's who God gave you for you to follow. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Amen. Because they listen, those that hearken unto Moses, Moses was their great leader. The Bible said, amen, they are living. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You follow your leader and you follow the right person, you're going to live. God's going to bless you. God is going to move in your life and promote you. Amen. And give you what he wants you to have. Fifth verse said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as the Lord your God commanded me that you should do so in the land which you go in and possess it. See, God give you rules. He give you regulation. He give you commandments. He give you statutes. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you will obey it, you can go in and possess your land. Amen. Not only will you go in and possess your land, but you'll keep it. Oh, God wants you to keep what you got. He blessed you with it. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to listen. You got to hear either have an ear, let them hear what God is saying. Amen. Glory to God. God wants to bless your life. Amen. He wants to give you what he promised to give you, but you must obey. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you rebel, you'll be destroyed. Bible says in the 6th verse, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Praise God. See, people will, amen, hallelujah, praise you. They'll bless you, amen, because you obeyed God. And because you obeyed God, amen, you got the wisdom and understanding, amen, and God kept you. God bless your life, amen, hallelujah. God wants you to go in and possess the land. He wants you to receive his blessing. He wants you to receive his promise. Many of you, God has promised you many things, hallelujah, but you need to obey God. You need to obey the word of God. You don't need to hear what God is saying, because God is speaking to you, amen. God was speaking to Israel through the voice of Moses, amen, hallelujah, that great prophet. God was speaking to them, amen, hallelujah. And when they listened, and when they obeyed, God blessed them greatly. Do you want to be blessed? Do you want God to move in your life? Do you want God, amen, to extend his blessings and his mercy and his grace upon you? If you will obey his word, if you will hearken unto him, God will bless you. If you will take heed, it's time to take heed to what God is saying. And not only will you need to take heed, but whatever God has taught you, it's time for you to teach it to your children, teach it to your sons and daughters, so that they can be blessed. Praise God, hallelujah, so they can hide the word into their heart, so they won't sin against God. Hear what God is saying. He's the one that brought you out. He's the one that delivered you. He's the one that blessed you. And he's the one that will destroy. Hallelujah. Because God will destroy you. He will defend. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the 11th verse, and ye came near and stood on the mountains, and the mountain burned with fire in the midst of heaven, and darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. I want you to know, amen. Praise God, God spoke through the fire. God spoke from heaven. He spoke through the clouds. He spoke through the darkness. God is speaking now. Will you hear what God is saying so that you can be blessed? Will you hear what God is saying so that you can receive what God has for you? 12th verse, and the Lord spoke unto you out of the midst of the fire. Yes, God was speaking out of the midst of fire, because God wanted them to reverence him. God wanted the fear, hallelujah, to befall upon them. You got to fear God. You got to reverence God. You got to respect God. You got to hear what he's saying. Ye heard the voice of his word, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice. See, God didn't want to approach them, but he was speaking through his voice. He was speaking through the fire. He was speaking through the cloud. He was speaking through the thick darkness. Yes, it's time for you to hear God. It's time for you to receive his word. It's time for you to hear what God is saying, because God is waiting, amen, looking for a prepared people. He's looking for a ready people, amen, a people that's getting ready, so that when he come and when he speak, you'll be ready to hear. And you'll be ready to receive. 13th verse, and he declared unto you, His covenant. God made a covenant with you. God made a covenant with them. And he said in his word, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the thing that's going out of my mouth. God's not going to change it. He said it, and he'll do it. He spoke it, and it will come to pass. Which he commanded you to perform. See, God commanded him. Amen, hallelujah, because he was going to perform it. God did it, and he wrote it on the stones. He wrote the Ten Commandments. God give you a command. Praise God, because he want to bless you. He said, I want to bless you. And the statutes, that time to teach you. The statutes and judgment that ye might do them in the land which ye go in over to possess it. See, God wants you to do the right thing. Even when you get in the land, he promised to bless you. He promised to bring you out. But you got to do the right thing. And you got to teach it to your children so they can do the right thing. It's not a time to turn away from God, but it's time to come to him. Come unto me, he said, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. It's time to come to him and hear what he said. He has forgiven you of your sins. He has forgiven you of your iniquity. He has cleansed you, and now he's brought you into the land, amen, to possess it. Are you ready now to possess the land? He already got the enemies out. Oh, glory to God, and give you the time to come on in. But you got to do what he said. In the fifth chapter, the Bible said in the first verse, and Moses called all Israel and said unto him, hear, O Israel, the statute and judgment which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. See, God wants you to do what he said. He wants you to do his commandments. He wants you to keep his statute. Amen. Glory to God. And he said in the second verse, the Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. See, God remember what he made, where he made his covenant. He remember what he said. God wants to do it for you, and he'll do it for you. If you only obey him, the third verse said, the Lord made not the covenant with our fathers, but with us. Even us, who are all of us here alive this day. That's why you're alive, because you obeyed. That's why you're alive, because you did what he said. He gave you a covenant, and you obeyed his covenant. That's why God allowed the children of Israel to live, those that were 21 and 20 and under, amen, allowed them to live and walk in and possess the land. Are you ready to possess the land? Are you ready to do what God say? Are you ready to be holy? Are you ready to walk in holiness? He said, be holy, for I am holy. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. Praise God, hallelujah. This is not a time for you to have that Burger King relationship where you can have it your way. I'm telling you now, you're not going to have it your way. You're going to have to do what God say do. You're going to have to keep his word and keep his commandments, and he will bless you. The fourth verse of the Lord talk with you face to face in the mount, out of the midst of the fire. Yes, God will talk to you. Hallelujah. He'll let you know I'm God. He'll show up face to face so that you can know that God is here. This is God's voice. God will give you that relationship. Hallelujah. He'll bless you. He said, I stood between the Lord and you at that time Moses was standing there, because hallelujah, God might have destroyed them. Hallelujah, glory to God, if Moses wasn't there. But Moses said, I stood, hallelujah, among you. I stood between you and God, amen, to show you the word of the Lord. For you was afraid by reason of fire. You see, when God sent fire, I'm telling you, the people will get afraid, especially you that won't do right. You will be afraid, but if you won't do right, you'll know God won't destroy you with his fire. Glory to God, he'll preserve you. He will keep you. Glory to God, because he promised to keep you. He promised to bless you if you do what he said. And he said in the sixth verse, I'm the Lord thy God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Aren't you glad God brought you out from the house of bondage? You've been bound long enough, but God will bring you out. Praise God. He said, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll talk to you and tell you who he is. Do you want a relationship with him? Do you want to know him? Do you want to serve him? I know many of you say, I'm serving God in my own way. Praise God. Hallelujah. But your way is not God's way. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't have it your way. You got to do God's way, and you got to obey his commandments, and God will bless you. He said, thou shalt have none other God before me. That's the problem now. Many of you, glory to God, want to put other things in front of God. I know it's good to have a job. It's good to be working, but don't put it in front of God. God will take it away from you. God will move it out of your life. You better put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says all things, other things will be added unto you. So God want to be first in your life. He want to be the most important. He want to be your God and allow you to be his people. The eighth verse, and thou shall not have any graven images. Hallelujah. Any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, nor in the earth beneath, nor that is in the water beneath the earth. See, God wants you to serve him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you put things in front of God. I know you're glad about your job. I know you're glad about your money. I know you're glad about your husband. I know you're glad about your children. But God needs to be first and most important in your life. He needs to be the one you're serving. Hallelujah. Many of you find other things that you serve more than God. Praise God, your house, your car. I want to tell you, you're making a mistake. You better come on and serve the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your might. Turn to him, and God will bless you. The ninth verse said, thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them and don't serve them. Praise God, because he's a jealous God. I'm telling you, that's when God get jealous, because you're putting other things in front of him. You're doing it whatever you want to do. And it's time to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Don't bow down to other things. Don't bow down to other images, but serve God, because he'll come after you, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate him. Many of them out there hate God. They don't want God to rule them. They don't want God to be in their life. They don't want to serve God. But it's time now to serve the Lord. It's time now to come unto him. It's time now to turn your back on Satan. I know many of you got those bad habits. Hallelujah. But you better come on and turn to God. Give up that habit. Give up those ways and turn to God. You better come on, because God will visit you. He'll visit your iniquity unto the third and fourth generation. I don't want my generation, I don't want my legacy to be destroyed because they served the devil. But I'm telling you, get yourself ready. Get your family ready. Get them together and hallelujah, teach them how to serve God. Teach them how to follow God. Teach them how to walk holy. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to be able to say like Joshua, me and my house, we're going to serve God. If you in this house, if you live under this roof, you're going to serve God. I'm taking you to church. Hallelujah, many of you are fearful. Won't take your turn to church. You don't even want to go. The devil got in you. He's gotten in your mind, and he want to destroy you. The devil don't like you. The Bible said he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants you to be saved. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be set free. And it's time for you to get your house in order. Hallelujah. Time is winding up. We're living in a chaotic time, and people are dying on every hand. Sickness is coming from every direction, and God is the only one can rescue you. God is the only one that can deliver you out of the hands of the devil. Praise God. So now is time to come to him. Now is time to turn your back on the devil. Hallelujah, and say, devil, you won't have my churn. You won't have my family. You won't have my life. I'm giving it over to God. I'm serving God. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you try to fix every problem. You are not Mr. Fix-It. You are not Miss Fix-It. Hallelujah. You got to turn to God. You got to do like Hezekiah did when the prophet came and told him, you should die and you should not live. Set your house in order. Hallelujah. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and begin to pray. You gotta pray like you never did before. You gotta turn down your plate and call on God and seek God like never before. You got to come with all your mind, with the right mind. You got to come with the right intention. God, I'm putting it in your hand. I'm turning everything over to you, because I know you're my deliverer. You can deliver me from all my fears. You can deliver me out of all my trouble. Yes, I want to tell you, God can deliver you, but you got to stop taking every situation into your hand. You got to leave it in God's hand and let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. But while you're trying to fix it, the devil is making a plan, because he want to destroy you. He want to destroy your life. Hallelujah. But now it's time and say, Lord, I'm going to serve you. Lord, I'm calling on you. And God will send the prophet back. God will send the word back. Now that you let me handle it, I'm taking it over. God can touch your family. God can touch your children. God can touch your boss. God can touch the mortgage company. God can touch the banks. I know you don't believe many of this, but I know a God that can do anything. He won't let you fail. He said, I'm with you even to the end of the world. What are you worried about? You got a God that sit high and look low. And he'll take care of your problem. He'll take care of your situation. And he'll bring you out. But you got to rest in the Lord and lean on him and not on your own understanding. Hallelujah. All your ways, you acknowledge God and he will direct your path. What are you trying to do? God gave you his commandments. God made a covenant with you. He gave you his word. Why don't you stand on his word? Why don't you believe his word? His word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your pathway. If you only listen, if you will only do it, God will show up in your life, even to a thousand generation. Oh, but you got to do what God say. God is giving us the commandment, what he wants you to do. And the Bible in the 11th verse of the 5th chapter, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Many of you taking the name in vain. Praise God, his name is great. His name is powerful. His name is above every name. I want to pray for you today. You that need a deliverance. You that need to be blessed. You that want to be saved. I want you to say, Jesus, come into my life. Save me and set me free. Give me a deliverance. Deliver my mind. Satan, I denounce you now. You have no right. You have no power with me. I want to be free. And I'm free today in Jesus' name. Begin to thank God. Begin to praise him and give him the glory. He's going to bless you. Find your church where you can serve God. You that are sick in your body, I bind every sickness, every disease, and every infirmity now. Every thought of being sick, I curse it now. Let them know that they're healed by the power of God. I pray, God, you bless those that need jobs and home and finances. Touch them now. Those that are grieving over their loved one, take care of them and bless them and bring them out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I want you to meet me at 1500 Florida Avenue Northeast in Melbourne, Florida. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. I want you to come on and be blessed. Come tonight, 8 p.m. Evangelist Serena Williams will be speaking on the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Then you that are leaders, come on. You need to know how to be trained, how to be a leader. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to help you. Amen. And those of you, amen, that need to come, I want you to come on out Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Come for your miracle. Come for your blessing. Come to get more of God. Because it's as ever before, it's time to get all you can of God. Let God bless you. Let God turn things around for you because he's ready to turn it around in your favor. He's ready to bless you. Look up. Don't look down, but continue to look up because God's got blessing with you, for you with your name on it. He's got a possession for you, and you need it's time for you to get ready to come in and possess the land. God bless you. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Amen. And I know you have been blessed. Amen. Through that sermon. And continue to listen. Amen. At 11:30 to 12 o'clock, continue to listen. And let God bless you and give you the word. I love you. I'm praying for you. And I'm believing God for you. So come on and let God bless you. Because he's got blessings for you. And he want to give it to you. He's got possession for you. And he wants you to possess it. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's up to you to come in and receive your possession. I want to get mine, and I'm going to get my blessing. My name is on it. I'm going to get it. And I'm praying for you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
I know that God is with me, so I can